This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Sanders, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband Brian have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm sure everybody in the audience is still in some element of disbelief about the tragic events that took place in Aurora, Colorado last week. And I mean, how do you explain something like that? Certainly we are shocked at the thought of somebody shooting a number of innocent people in a theater, 12 dead, and somewhere 50, 60, 70 wounded. And, of course, the question is, why would this happen? Well, certainly one reason it happened is because they've disarmed the public. If there'd been one person in the theater with a gun, they could have stopped this. But, of course, we do not allow that. They don't tell you this story about another shooting in Aurora, Colorado. A few months ago, somebody came into a church and started shooting. And somebody in the audience had a gun and got up and just killed the killer. And that was the end of it. One person died, and the killer, of course. But we never mentioned that gun control legislation is designed to make every theater and every restaurant and every coliseum in America an open shooting gallery for somebody who wants to go. And we won't get into all the explanations. We don't have the whole story, but we know that somebody put up a lot of money. I mean, this young man was very well trained. The timing was perfect for the signing of the United Nations Treaty on Arms Control. We live in a wicked and fallen world. And with us this morning is a missionary and an evangelist from Africa who he puts on crusades over in Africa with tens of thousands of people attending. And the story, the message of Christ is getting out in Africa today, far more so than here in the United States. But Reverend Davis called me last week to tell me about some of the things going on over there that really disturb him. And you know, when a nation turns against God, God will turn against that nation and allow terrible things to happen. Did you know recently that the military announced that certainly it says if you were in the military, you cannot wear your uniform when you march in a parade. That's certainly against all military regulations. But if it's a gay parade, it's all right to do. If it's a gay parade, you can wear your uniform. And it's perfectly all right. And, of course, we find, of course, that the influence of homosexuality is permeating every aspect of our society. We begin teaching children in kindergarten how normal the gay lifestyle is. And, of course, it's not that all gays are bad people, but they're trapped in an aberration, which is certainly an offense to God. And God makes it very clear in the Bible that homosexuality is wrong. Should we hate homosexuals? Of course not. They're victims of this whole situation that is actually being promoted by the people who control our military and who control our nation. And if you don't think that their homosexual and pedophile networks working at every aspect of our society, whether it be at Penn State or going right into the White House, and if you haven't ever read the book, The Franklin Scandal, we carry The Franklin Scandal, the pedophile network that went right into the White House. And, of course, you can be sure it involved homosexuality, as did the situation at Penn State. But has anybody mentioned homosexuality in reference to Penn State? Or why are all these people covering up for Sandusky? Well, with us this morning is Reverend Davis. Thank you so very much for being with us. And please tell our listeners about your ministry in Africa and about why you called me last week, why you were so concerned about the policies of the American State Department, not only in Africa, but throughout the world, which are offensive to moral people throughout the world. Go right ahead, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be with you today. Regarding our ministry, we have been in Africa 24 years now, working in Central and East Africa, in the Congo, Tanzania, Congo, Southern Sudan, and Rwanda and Uganda. And we hold major crusades that draw very large crowds. And we built 276 churches deep in the interior in the jungles of Africa. In fact, if someone was interested in seeing our story, it's found on our website, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com. And the ebook is called Dangerous Africa, and it tells our experiences living in the jungles and working in Africa the last 24 years. I think we have an insight about Africa that very few people do. Regarding my call to you, Dr. Stan, we just have been back from Africa a couple of weeks. We were in Kenya. And while there, a headline came out on a newspaper, their Daily Nation newspaper, on June 27, 2012. And it was very alarming, the headings, and said that the United States is funding the lobbies on gay rights. And in the article, it said that the U.S. had given $3 million to fund the gay lobby in Kenya. And one question, where is all that money coming from? We're $16 trillion in debt. We're phasing back the military, and yet we're sending millions of dollars into Africa, and this is Kenya in particular, $3 million to promote the homosexual lifestyle there. Not only that, about the time that this article came out, they had a huge party, a gay party, in the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi. And the United States was told they spent $2 billion Kenyan shillings. This divided by 80, so it would be several million dollars to have a huge party, a huge bash, a gay party in the American Embassy. Can you imagine? They brought people in from gay activists from South Africa, from Uganda, all over Africa to have a big gay party, homosexual party in the United States embassy funded by United States tax dollars. In fact, our ambassador in Kenya refused to go to that party and then just two or three days later resigned. And I understand that his parents had been missionaries. But in the past, the United States and Europe sent missionaries to Africa because, you know, of the paganism that was so bad there.
And Lauren, hold off. We'll be back in a moment right here at the American Institute.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Male Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Lauren Davis from Africa. He's just talking about the depravity in Africa in the American embassies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is funded with your tax dollars. We're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. Certainly we're running a $16 trillion deficit, and yet we're funding gay parties and bringing gay activists from all over Africa to the Kenyan embassy, American embassy, for a massive gay party. Now, you're not going to read about this in the newspapers, that your money is being spent to promote homosexuality and moral depravity throughout the world. And then you wonder why God allows terrible things to happen to America. What you saw last week, I believe, is just a forerunner of the horrible carnage we're going to see in America in the coming months and years. Because when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. Lauren, you go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. You know, we're having a new type of missionary going to Africa now. The early missionaries, they were turning the people to godliness, to righteousness, to moral living. But these new missionaries are the NGOs who are being funded with millions of dollars, even of U.S. government money, to promote homosexuality. Even $23 million was given to promote the new constitution of Kenya, which would include legalizing abortion and homosexuality. $23 million of the U.S. money to fund that. And so many took it, they were bought. Even people, even pastors took money to promote that because they were given money by these NGOs. Most people today, Dr. Stan, I do not even believe they know what the Bible stand is against homosexuality. I just like to share some what the Word of God says about that issue.
You're right.
The reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah were very prosperous and highly developed cultural cities, but they felt they were invulnerable and that even God himself could not touch them. In Genesis 19, verses 4 to 5, it lays down what was going on there. It says, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, they compassed about the house of Lot, both old and young. So, you know, this wasn't just you know, the young people involved this, the old and the young, and they called out to Lot, and they said, where are the men? Now, here are men gathered around Lot's house, and they're crying out, where are the men? Bring them out to us that we might know them. Know them is biblical language for having sexual relations. So they were wanting them to come out so these men could have sex with those men in Lot's house. In Genesis 18:20. God says, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is grievous, very grievous. So God called the sin of homosexuality very grievous. God said, I will destroy them. Abraham interceded for God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And God told him if he could just find 10 righteous, 10 moral people in the city, he wouldn't destroy them. But he couldn't even find 10. So here's what happened. Genesis 19, verses 24 to 25. It says, the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah fire and brimstone from heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the inhabitants. So it was not the devil that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was God himself because of their sin of homosexuality. God did what he said he would do. Most likely, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed probably by a volcano. But homosexuality is called sodomy. And this is named after Sodom in the Bible. A man having the same type of unnatural relations with a woman as he would with another man is also called sodomy. And that is just a transition to homosexuality. Now, here's what the Bible goes on and says about homosexuality. In Romans 1, verses 16 to 32, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who hold not the truth in righteousness. And it says that when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. In this country, America, they've known God. They've known about Jesus. It was founded upon the Bible. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And Dr. Stan, you know, this is the most educated generation probably ever. But they have become fools. Even like we heard of Penn State University with Sandusky there. And he's actually raping the young men there. This is a homosexual act right now in a higher place of learning, of education, that this was going on, homosexuality. Wherefore, and you know, while this is going on at Penn State, at the same time, our country is funding the promotion of homosexuality in Africa and other nations. It says, therefore, God gave them up. And I think that is one of the most terrifying terms I've ever heard of. God gave up on them, the people of Sodom, to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And God gave them up to vile affections. Their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And also the men gave up the natural use of the woman, and they burned in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. So here, God calls the act of homosexuality uncleanness. It's an unclean act. He says it's vile affections, and it's unnatural. It is not a natural act. And the Bible says in this verse, they receive to themselves the recompense of their error. Now he's talking about those involved in homosexuality. And we see today that the recompense people are receiving from this HIV homosexual activity is so many of them are getting HIV. And this it comes because it's breaking God's law. And it says that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Therefore, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And the Bible says those involved in this are haters of God. They're without understanding. They're without natural affection. Who knows the judgment of God? They that do these things are worthy of death. Not only do them, but they have pleasure in them that do them. So the very thing that God commanded not to do, this is what people are going to do, and they're doing it for their pleasure. It's their fists in God's face. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 10, God says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, adulterers, effeminate. All right, what is effeminate? That's a man acting like a woman. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall inherit the kingdom of God. So according to the Bible, those involved in these moral sins, adultery, and homosexuality, they will not go to heaven. But we have so many today who are professing Christians who are involved in homosexuality. They use the terminology gay, And, you know, used to that meant you were happy, you were joyful, great. But to really to cloak in the cloud what this evil activity is about. And I don't even like calling it gay. They should call it what it is, homosexuality. The great ancient empires of Pompeii and of Rome and of Greece fell not only because of their financial corruption, but also because morally they were involved in the same homosexuality and other sexual sins like Sodom and Gomorrah. Although Pompeii, the Roman Empire, the Grecian Empire, had tremendous wealth, powerful militaries, their wealth and militaries could not save them because they collapsed within because of the moral depravity. And America was founded upon the Bible. It was founded upon Christ. It was founded upon the Ten Commandments. But those things now our country opposes. And so the thing that made us great, we have fought and we have torn down, and this is the foundations what's breaking America. You brought up something I thought very interesting about the mass murder in Colorado. Everybody's saying, why? Why did this happen? Well, I know why it happened, and the reason is because of what's being taught, several reasons. What's being taught in our educational system, that the Bible is not true. We're taught evolution. We're taught against morality of the Bible, and also in our entertainment system, what's on TV. Everything is to break down in the ultra violence, even on video games and everything else, and we wonder why something like this happens. It has to happen. It's a byproduct of what people are being told. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. The reason America became the most powerful and blessed nation in the world was because of righteousness, because we were founded upon the Ten Commandments. We were founded upon God. But now we've turned from the righteousness after God has blessed us. We have looked and said, look how great we are. Look what we have done. And so we've turned to sins, every kind of sin that is despicable and things that God hates. Sin is reproach to any people. Homosexuality is one of the main reasons AIDS is spreading. But despite this medical fact, this is being blindly, totally ignored. And homosexuality is being promoted and legitimized even by legalizing homosexual marriage. What I don't understand about what our country and Europe is doing in the United Nations, you know, we have all these programs to stop AIDS in Africa, and I think it's good. We need to do whatever we can to stop people medically, but we can pump billions of dollars in it, and we've already done that and continue doing that, but there's an oxymoron going on here while we're promoting to stop AIDS. At the same time, we are promoting financially homosexuality, which is one of the main things that causes AIDS. So no matter how much billions of dollars that we pump into stopping AIDS in Africa and throughout the world, and I've been there, I've seen Dr. Stan in Kenya. There was time there was 800 people dying every day of HIV in Kenya. And I would go in and I've seen, you know, what some of their mortuaries are. They're not like here. Their bodies would be absolutely stacked on top of each other. I've seen people who were dying of AIDS in Africa. It looked like someone had just torn skin off their body, skin and bones. Why in the world would we be promoting something that we know medically is destroying people? And so it's schizophrenic what we're doing. But I believe it's understandable in this. The United Nations has a program called Population Control. So at the same time as we're promoting homosexuality, funding them by millions of dollars, we're also promoting abortion and funding it heavily in Africa. So what is this going to do? And I had a man write me a letter. Actually, it's from Colorado. And he said, there's just too many people in Africa. You know, we've got to do something. There's too many people. Well, literally, the program of homosexuality, which spreads AIDS, and also abortion, this is to depopulate Africa. And I think it is totally despicable, and there is absolutely no rationale for what they're doing that is legitimate, or they call it human rights, but this is not human rights. Homosexual marriage has been legalized in many states and nations. But my friends, there is a higher law than man's law, and that is God's law. No nation is higher and more powerful than God. God is the final authority, not some legislative body. Homosexuality is being pushed in our face from major internet home sites incessantly. I mean, you go to home sites and just everything is about homosexuality. One day right after another, I get totally fed up with it. More and more TV sitcoms are making gay relationships their major themes and making these things look normal. Dr. Stan, I understand this fall that more and more of the TV sitcoms are going to be around gay relationships. So this
Hold
is
that thought, Lauren. Hold the thought, and we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
American Legacy Firearms is saluting all the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. As you get together with your family this 4th of July, remember them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend this great country and to keep freedom throughout the world. This reminder is from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electricals, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, Lauren has talked about how in Kenya, our State Department is actively promoting homosexuality. But it isn't just in Kenya, it's all throughout the world. The American official policy is to promote homosexuality, but we can't tell the American people that because the American people are basically immoral people. Everybody's upset by what happened at Penn State. ladies and gentlemen, there had to be a homosexual network working at the highest level of Penn State University, actually covering for Sadusky. Oh, they say, oh, well, they all talked about it, but nobody ever mentioned it to Sandusky. Oh, come on now. Do you honestly believe that? This homosexuality permeated every aspect of the administration back there, as it does at the highest levels of our government today. And as I mentioned earlier, if you've never read the book, The Franklin Scandal, going into the Franklin cover-up, the pedophile network that began in Boys Town and went to Omaha, and then extended right into the White House. You must understand this is not imaginary, it's real. As far as the AIDS epidemic is concerned, you can't understand the AIDS epidemic. Certainly Lauren was saying that our government spends billions of dollars fighting AIDS. No, our government spends billions of dollars to give the perception to you common people that they're fighting AIDS. Actually, they're promoting the AIDS epidemic. I know because I spent 10 years battling with an organized medicine and finally left organized medicine. After winning the California delegation, the House of Delegates of Physicians, to the California Medical Association, to my position, getting a standing ovation, and then realizing that the hierarchy of organized medicine was intent upon promoting the AIDS epidemic and killing as many people as they could. I wrote a book. It's called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We put out almost 30,000 copies. We still have it. If you haven't read it, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. The only thing wrong with the book is when I wrote the book, I could not believe that the disease was actually genetically engineered in a laboratory specifically armed at killing blacks, which it does.
Population control.
Yes, population control, sure. In Botswana today, they test every pregnant woman. We don't do that in America. Oh, we couldn't do that. But in Botswana, they do. Last count, 3 or 4 years ago, 40% of the pregnant women there are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. The worst horrible public health failure of all time, or perhaps the most successful genocidal program ever financed with your tax money. Lauren, you go right ahead. And if you're out, before we go ahead, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry. And then if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number here is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But if you have a question or comment for our guest, Lauren Davis, give us a call. But how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, you can go to my website, laurendavis.com, LORENDavis.com, and at the bottom of the page is also our email address, laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. Yes.
All right, fine. Well, basically, it's not just in Kenya they're promoting homosexuality. Aren't they doing that in some of the other countries as well?
Absolutely. This is being happened all throughout Africa and actually throughout the world. We were told that when they had that gay rights party bash in American embassies, that they were having it in American embassies all over the world, these funded by the United States, parties going on for the gays, financed by Christians going on here. You know, going back to Sandusky, you know, Sandusky probably even rationalized in his mind that he was not doing anything wrong, because even in our educational institutions and institutions of higher learnings like universities, they incessantly teach that homosexuality is as natural as heterosexuality. And so even from the university, what they're teaching, it was justifying what he was doing. And yet, you know, of course, it is terribly wrong. And so by the time, you know, when you get at the bottom line, it came out what it was. But in universities also, and through today's science falsely so-called, they teach that people are born with homosexual genes. It's in their DNA. That is a lie. Homosexuality is a choice. But when people are raised and live around other people who are homosexuals, that homosexual spirit jumps on them. It is not genetic. It is a choice. God did not create Adam and Eve. I mean, he created Adam and Eve, excuse me, not Adam and Steve. But there's so much peer pressure on people today, even the young people, to experiment. And once they get started, then they're hooked. We are being taught in our schools, and this has been going on for a long time, evolution, that creation is not true, that man is nothing more than another animal. Well, if that's the case, nothing's wrong. There is no sin. There is no accountability to God. And this is just the outcome of the teaching of evolution our young people have gotten over the generations. Now we have what we call gay denominations. Let me give you some names of denominations now that believe that homosexuality is okay. The Anglican Church, they say that homosexuality is no longer sin; it's legalized, and even some of their bishops can be ordained. The Episcopal denomination has as its head active homosexual. And, in fact, there's been a big split in the Episcopal denominations, but those who oppose homosexuality are now meeting in storefront buildings, and the Episcopal Church has taken all the buildings. Then we go look at some of the other denominations, and I think this will show the foundation of the problem. Eastern Orthodoxy says that homosexuality is not a sin. The Evangelical Lutherans, they say it is not a sin, and they will ordain their priests. The Luther. Now, this is not all Lutheranism. We know there are different branches of it that are opposed to it, but this is Evangelical Lutheranism that is for that. Also, the Mennonite churches, the Brethren, they have taken a stance that that they are for homosexuality. It is not a sin. The Metropolitan Community Church, which is, it covers 22 countries. And it's very interesting, Dr. Stan. Rick Warren went and did a church growth seminar for the Metropolitan Community Church that is actively promoting homosexuality. And why would a man who is supposed to be one of the top evangelical leaders in the world go in and promote church growth to those that are promoting homosexuality in the Metropolitan Church? The Moravian Church also is for homosexuality. The Old Catholic Church, that's not the Roman Catholic, but then in Pentecostalism, it varies somewhat. In fact, there was a church in fact, traditionally, Pentecost has been against homosexuality, looking at it as a sin. But a few years ago, I saw that there was a, call it a Pentecostal gay church in Dallas, Texas.
Well, hold up, Lauren. We'll be back here in just a moment to talk about the depravity that permeated every aspect of the Christian marriage. We'll be right back.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Christian Network, and our guest this morning, final segment of the program, Lauren Davis. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Let me just mention quickly that I've been to Israel 6 times, and every time we go, we always have asked, well, where's Sodom and Gomorrah? We're right down there at Masada, you know, and they say, oh, well, it's around here someplace. But the guides will never take the average tourist to Sodom and Gomorrah. They're there. The ruins are there. I've talked to 3 separate people who've been there. One was Ron Wyatt, another was Jonathan Gray, another is the fellow who produces our program every Thursday night, Herman. And he got in with a group that did go to Sodom and Gomorrah. The ashes of the buildings are still there. The streets are there. And the sulfur balls are there. Basically, if you dig down in the ash, you'll find the sulfur balls. This is not an imaginary story. It's very real. Herman brought home some of the sulfur balls, as the others have done. Why don't they ever take our tourists there? Well, because somebody is blocking that. The last thing they want you to know is the Bible is true. And, of course, they really were. Certainly hailstones, brimstones that rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah. We hear time and time again, God didn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. It's because they weren't hospitable. They just weren't hospitable towards the strangers. Ladies and gentlemen, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they were engaged in homosexuality, just as He's going to destroy America unless there's a great revival. Go right ahead.
Yes. Christianity is supposed to be founded upon the Bible. And now we see so many denominations taking a stance totally opposite the Bible. Some other denominations that also have blessed homosexuality and said it's not a sin. It's the largest Presbyterian body in America, the Presbyterians. Also the Quakers throughout Europe. In America, the Quakers are divided on that issue. Also the United Church of Christ. Now there's the difference of the Church of Christ, which is not for the homosexuality, and each body has their own, their own stance. But the United Church of Christ, now they will ordain pastors and things. We see that the Catholic Church has a good statement of faith, Roman Catholic Church, that it is a sin, yet we see so many priests are involved in pedophile and that are sleeping, having sex with young boys. How can this nation be strong when Christianity, the mainline denominations, are now taking a stance totally opposite the Bible? But the Bible says in 2 Peter, in fact, I'd like to say, those who do not believe that homosexuality is a sin, they believe it's okay, they are no longer, according to the Bible, they are no longer Christian. In 2 Peter, look what the Bible says, 2 verses 4 to 7. If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, and destroyed the others by the flood, if God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, making them an example for those who live ungodly, because they were, Lot was vexed with the conversation of the wicked. So God used Sodom and Gomorrah as an example of what would happen if to all the nations that would follow in history after them said the same thing will happen to you if you get involved in homosexuality like Sodom and Gomorrah. God works in patterns. History works in patterns. Certain actions always brings the same reactions. And with all the natural disasters that we've been having in America that are horrific, and some have debated, well, is this the judgment of God? Is it not the judgment of God? Well, we know that not all natural disasters are the judgment of God. But according to the Bible, God has used nature repeatedly as one of his main weapons to judge wicked nations. He did that with Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying it with fire. He used a flood in Noah's day in the book of Revelation. God says he's going to use this. And the Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But the fear of God has been lost in America. It's been lost. And the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. If God would destroy those nations over homosexuality, that sin, God will destroy any nation today that follows in our their footsteps. Our great wealth, our great indebtedness now, our great militaries cannot save us, that we have literally put a fist in God's face and declared war on him by promoting homosexuality and homosexual marriage. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. And in Luke 17, verse 28 to 30, says, as it was in the days of Lot. Now, this is very significant. When which was rampant homosexuality, they drank, they bought, they sold, they were living like nothing was ever going to happen to them. But it says the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, the same day it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Now look at this. It says, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So one of the main signs, according to the Bible, of Jesus' second return is it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to be homosexuality that will be rampant. And well, we know what's going on with Israel, all nations against Israel, but I think homosexuality is one of the major signs of the coming of the Lord. The Bible says, all nations that forget God will be cast into hell. And here, today, they're calling homosexuality, they're calling it human rights. Human rights. Well, my friend, God does not consider homosexuality a human right. It is an abomination to him that will bring his wrath and destruction. Now, I'm not speaking out of my own head. I'm telling you what the Bible says. You can believe the Bible or not believe it, but it's still going to happen, whatever God said was going to happen.
Bye-bye, Lauren. We'll talk to you later. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and if you've never read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we've written another book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you really need to get to both of the books because they're entirely different subjects. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, is how everything you read or hear is the government's trying to stop the spread of it, this disease. No, ladies and gentlemen, that really isn't true. I went to the CDC. I talked to the people there. I stayed several days talking to people. And certainly the horrible conclusion was there are people at the Centers for Disease Control who are intent upon killing people with AIDS and doing everything they can to promote its spread. Now, there's some good people I met, and I name them. I tell you who they were, the good people anyway, who actually, as one of them said to me, "What am I to do, Stan? I'm caught in the middle. This is the number one man at the CDC, responsible for stopping the AIDS epidemic." He said, I'm caught in the middle between Congressman Waxman on one side and Congressman Dannemeyer on the other. What am I to do? And I said, well, you ought to just, if you can't do the right thing, ought to quit. And he did. And he eventually became the chief of public health teaching at Emory University. His name was Jim Curran. But it's a fascinating book. It gives you the story of the AIDS epidemic that you'll never read any other place. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because we're doing everything we can to spread AIDS throughout the world, but we can't let the common people know. Of course, later I came to understand that AIDS is a created disease. It was generated by certain laboratories we have where we're creating deadly new diseases to spread throughout the world, and like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and Lyme disease and there are a number of diseases that have been created for population control purposes. You don't die of chronic fatigue. You sort of wish you would, but you don't die of it. But they're also making these chronic, chronic diseases to disable large parts of the population because we're dealing with organized evil. And if you haven't read some of my newsletters on this, why we document it all and tell you where you can get the information, or better still, get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. It's our latest talk. Population control, the COVID agenda, our number 1-800-544-8927. Remember, I will be speaking there in Denver on the 15th of September. The 15th of September, if you want more information, call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. I do need to mention we're having real financial problems. My wife came to me over the weekend just to tell me how far behind we are. We have to finance almost all of our some 70 outlets to a greater or lesser degree. We are fortunately on this station without any expense, but most of the stations we're on we have to pay for. So certainly tell the Don who runs this station you appreciate having us on. But if you can help us, on number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.